With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says more wind and rain is forecast for much of Florida through the weekend, along with the possibility of even more severe weather.
There's the potential with the heavy rain, also the potential for tornadoes and some strong damaging winds with those storms as well.
Otto says while Florida getting rain this weekend, the system will move up all the way up the coast this week, and a few areas could even see snow.
Behind this system, it's going to become a lot colder. We'll have some lake effect snows, some upslope snow into the central Appalachians as well. But again, the big cities just rain for this system.
And that could make, though, for a sloppy start to the busy holiday travel season. Also, at SRNnews.com, counting down the days until the Iowa GOP caucuses, and the candidates are hitting the hustings hard. In Iowa, Florida Governor DeSantis vows to step up border security if he's elected.
We will do the border wall. I think that that's something that will absolutely be value added to stop the illegal migration. The way you do it is you put fees on the remittances that people send to foreign countries. That'll fund billions of dollars to do the border wall. I'll actually get that done. It can't just be a campaign slogan. You got to deliver.
In New Hampshire, former President Trump took exception to Mr. Biden's green energy policies.
Here's the problem. China is right now building 50 coal-fired plants, okay? Big plants, bigger than anything we have. 50 of them. They're building on average one a week, and now I understand the average is going to close than two a week. We're getting rid of all of our stuff for wind, and here comes the wind, oh.
The Iowa caucuses are January 15th, New Hampshire primary January 23rd. SRN News. Trouble continuing to hit Target's bullseye.
A petition drive has been launched against the giant retailer over its decision to sell nutcrackers and Santa Claus figurines wearing gay pride outfits and carrying rainbow flags. 1 Million Moms, a conservative organization, is urging Americans to sign the petition, saying, quote, Target has made a deliberate decision to display controversial products instead of wholesome ones at Christmas. The company was one of the first to embrace the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Preliminary designs released for an outdoor memorial to the 11 victims of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue attack call for the area to be adjacent to the Tree of Life Synagogue, which was the scene of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Details still being hammered out, but the design includes a garden and 11 sculpted forms of open books symbolizing the Book of Life in Jewish tradition. This is SRN News. They're calling it a major drug bust.
Four California men charged with running a drug ring that sent hundreds of pounds of cocaine and methamphetamine to Australia, New Zealand, and other parts of the Pacific. Authorities say the shipments were disguised as everything from car parts to instant noodles. Two of the men are now in federal custody. Two others are fugitives. Investigators seized more than 1,600 pounds of meth and 200 pounds of coke. Jason Walker reporting.
Quaker Oats recalling several of its granola products because the foods could be contaminated with salmonella. The company's asking customers to throw out certain types of granola bars and granola cereals, even though they've not received any negative reports. Customers are being asked, though, to report their recalled products to the company for information and reimbursement. More details at SRNnews.com.